Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 122nd UIEPT. Today, on the 26th of July 2025, you'll be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas.
For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our IATA channel where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of UIEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success. Now we may begin Section A of Listening Test. Listen to a series of short conversations and answer questions 1 to 10.
Number 1.
Have you tried the new restaurant that opened downtown?
Yes, I went there last weekend. The food was delicious, but the prices were quite high.
What does the woman imply? Number 2.
Have you visited the new exhibit at the museum?
No, I haven't. But I heard it's not actually new. They relocated it from another gallery.
What can be inferred about the exhibit? Number 3.
Have you finished packing for the trip?
Not yet, but I've laid out all the clothes I want to bring on the bed.
What is the woman likely to do next? Number 4.
I have so many assignments due this week.
Remember, not all of them are equally important.
What does the woman suggest? Number 5.
Have you tried the new coffee shop in town?
Yes, it was nice, but I wish they had more seating.
What does the woman imply about the coffee shop? Number 6.
Do you prefer the red or blue shirt?
It doesn't matter, whichever you think looks better.
What does the woman imply? Number 7.
Wow, this restaurant has an incredible view.
No kidding.
What does the woman likely feel about the view? Number 8.
Did you remember to bring the camera for the trip?
Yes, but I think the battery is dead.
What is the issue with the camera? Number 9.
Your friend left a message. She wants you to join her for coffee.
Oh, okay. Did she mention where?
What does the woman want to know? Number 10.
Did you hear about the new job opening?
Yes, John told me about it yesterday.
What does the man imply about the job opening?
Section B. Listen to a lecture to answer questions 11 to 15.
Today, I want to share a story about a hilarious yet slightly embarrassing mix-up that happened to me during a solo trip to Paris a few years back. French was always a subject I struggled with in high school, and my travel French guidebook could only get me so far. Imagine me, a wide-eyed tourist, wandering the charming streets of Montmartre, the artistic heart of Paris. I was starving after a morning spent exploring the Sacré-Cœur Basilica. There were countless cafes lining the streets, all with their menus displayed proudly in French. I spotted a quaint little cafe with a lovely outdoor patio, perfect for soaking up the Parisian atmosphere. Mustering all my courage, I approached the waiter, a friendly-looking man with a mischievous twinkle in his eye. Now, here's where things went a little awry. My plan was simple. Order a classic Parisian dish, a juicy steak frites. Using the limited French phrases at my disposal, I confidently pointed to the steak section on the menu and then attempted to mime cutting some fries with my hands. The waiter chuckled, nodded enthusiastically, and disappeared into the kitchen. A few minutes later, my food arrived, and let me tell you, it was not what I was expecting. Instead of a sizzling steak with golden fries, there was a beautifully presented plate of escargots. Yes, those little French snails bathed in garlic butter. For a moment, I stared in disbelief. Had I somehow made a huge mistake in my charade performance? Just then, the waiter reappeared, beaming proudly. He patted my shoulder and said something in rapid French that went completely over my head. Despite the language barrier, the amusement in his eyes was undeniable. I hesitantly tried a snail, bracing myself for the worst. Surprisingly, it wasn't bad. In fact, with a bit of crusty bread and a glass of wine, it turned out to be quite an enjoyable, albeit unexpected, lunch. This whole experience proved to be a valuable lesson. It reminded me that sometimes, the best travel memories are forged through unexpected moments and cultural blunders. And let's be honest, who can say they've accidentally ordered escargots in Montmartre by miming French fries? Looking back, it's a story that always brings a smile to my face, a reminder of the beauty of embracing the unknown, the deliciousness of stepping outside your comfort zone, even if it involves a plate of snails, and the importance of a good travel laugh.
This is the end of the recording.